What's up, you guys? It's Morgan from Inside Mo's Closet. I'm going to be talking about how I feel generally about 2000s hip-hop music and just like how music nowadays in 2019 is shitty as crap compared to like old school like hip-hop, R&B. I wish this generation's music was like 2000s hip-hop. Like, it was so groovy and just like so catchy, and like you can just like start dancing automatically when you hear the song. Now the music in 2019 is like all about drugs, sex, fucking money, blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, why is that what this is all about? Like, why is that all people care about? We were put on this earth to love people. And the people in the 2000s and, like, later on, earlier on in life, their music was, like, genuine and, like, you would feel something and, like, you could, like, take something out of it, which I love, like, soul music. Amy Winehouse was fucking amazing. And just, like, other stuff. Like, Alicia Keys, I love her. Nowadays, it's, like, just rap and it's just so bad. It's terrible. And I just wish I could have been in that generation where I could love and enjoy the music I was listening to when it was coming out, not having to hear it 19 years later, even though I'm 18. Literally all the good music and all the artists are like freaking legendary and legends and have impacted this entire world. And today, all the rappers are going to jail or getting shot or this or that and this. And yes, that happened in the early, like, what, 1970s, 1950s, whatever, 1980s. Just not, it's not nowhere near what is, like, now. Like, the music was so much better. I personally think that if you have an old soul and you're young, you should really embrace that in this type of generation, because the people in this generation are just selfish as crap, don't give a crap about anyone but themselves, care only about money, not about other people's well-being. Their music is more for them, not for others. Like, I think old souls should be embracing that and really showing their true talent, because that having something be meaningful to someone and impacting someone means a lot more than just saying a whole bunch of cuss words and having weed and drugs and money and this and that. Like, why don't you write something that actually can help somebody?